This is All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, director of Lincoln City Libraries. I chose the novel Days Without End by Sebastian Barry because it's on the 2018 American Library Association Notable Books list. Their annotation reads, "A tender love story between two soldiers spans the mid-19th century American wars." And it's true, there is a tender, long-lasting gay relationship between the narrator of this book, Thomas McNulty, and John Cole, handsome John Cole, his partner. But tender is one of the last words I'd use to describe this novel overall. The narrator, Thomas McNulty, is an Irish immigrant who fled the famine and landed in the United States. Much of the story happens while Thomas and John are serving in the U.S. Army, either in Indian Wars on the Great Plains or for the Union Army in the Civil War. The gory intensity of battle is very nearly matched by the challenges of weather and hunger. Here is Thomas's description of riding in a winter storm. "It was one of those bleak ice storms, everything it touched freezing, including the bits of our bodies showing. I never rode in anything so cold. We had nowhere to shelter, and so were obliged to push on. After the first day, the storm decided to go worse. It made the world into a perpetual night. But when the real night came, the temperature maybe was down to 40 minus. We didn't know exactly. Our blood said, bottom of the scale. It's a queer, wild feeling, that freezing. We laid neckerchiefs across our mouths and chins, but after a while, little good it did. Our gloves froze, and soon our fingers were fixed fast around the reins like our hands had deceased and gone to their reward. Couldn't feel them, which was maybe just as well. The wind was all icy blades and might have shaved the beards and whiskers of the men, but that they had already froze to metal. We went all white, frosted from our crowns to our toes." Thomas's language is lively, employing many earthy expressions and salty language. I had to look up several words, due partly to Thomas's Irish vocabulary, partly because of use of expressions from the time. He never shirks from graphic descriptions of war's damage. Thomas does also have a tender and poetic sensibility seen in his feelings for John and for the Sioux orphan girl they take on as their daughter. The men's relationship begins when the two meet as young teens, neither with any money at all, no clothes, no belongings, no place to live. They get a job dressing as young women in a bar frequented by the rough miners working in the area. After a few years, their whiskers get in the way of their artifice, and they must move on, remaining friends with the bar owner, who'd seen to it that they weren't taken advantage of. From there, it's to the Army, and Wyoming during the Indian Wars, where Thomas finds himself in battles that he's obliged to fight as a soldier, and yet that he can see aren't entirely honorable. That he and John Cole both survive tests the laws of probability. Thomas conveys the brutality in a soldier's life when hand-to-hand combat is part of the work. John suffers from an unnamed illness that leads to their exit from the military. The two make their way to Michigan with their adopted daughter, making their living once again with Thomas in a dress, this time on stage in blackface, playing at being a woman. And Thomas finds himself enjoying that feminine role. After Thomas and John join back up with the Army to serve with an officer they admired, again, Thomas describes the action of battle, including the irony of Irish battalions fighting against each other on opposite sides of the Civil War conflict. He and John end up in the notorious Andersonville prisoner of war camp, and again, their survival defies the odds. The world after they leave remains a dangerous place, and their moments of peacefulness don't last long. And yet, there remains in the midst of the chaos a sense of the steadiness that the love between the men provides. Thomas presents their partnership as something that established itself early on, their regard for each other, their tender moments together. But he seldom explores such things as challenges to that relationship or conflicts between them. It simply is there. In interviews, the Irish author, Sebastian Barry, has described that this, his seventh novel detailing the stories of several branches of an Irish family, didn't start out as a book with a homosexual theme. But during the writing, Barry's son let him know he was gay. the learning that followed this information made its way into the book. Barry didn't base this historical novel on any actual story of two men living as partners in 19th century America, but he figures that the things that happened in this novel, in terms of their relationship and in Thomas's comfort in dressing as a woman, could reasonably have been expected to happen during that time. Language and plot seem to be the gateways into this novel. Although he isn't an educated man, Thomas's way with words shows him an alert observer who chooses words that crackle and pop. He observes and comments on the impact of racism in the treatment of African Americans and Native Americans and his own Irish people. The way he describes some of the natural settings deserves to be described as lyrical, a word often used in reference to Sebastian Barry's writing. Here is a description of a Kentucky night following an incident where Thomas, John, and their daughter Winona kill some men who accost them on the road. The night sky clears the way it does, all of its choosing. Just the moon now high and bright like a lamp seen through a dusty window glass. You got to wonder how things are up there. Some say the moon is like a coin, big disk of silver that might be worth a bit. Some say you could catch it if you could reach that far. Must be some ways off anyhow. The cold is creeping under our hat brims and down our collars, the cool, cold light of the moon. The trees go silver before it like they was followers of the silver moon. Kentucky with all its critters and scattered souls sleeping, even the trees may be sleeping. The moon is wide awake like a hunting owl. We hear the Kentucky owl screeching over the damp, cold marshes westward. They trying to find each other in the tangled mess of trees. Author Sebastian Barry draws interesting and distinctive characters here, but somehow I didn't sense them as necessary except in advancing the action. Narrator Thomas McNulty finds himself surprisingly happy to have created something of a family with his beloved John Cole and the Sioux girl Winona. She turns out to be an uncomplaining traveler with practical skills, including being an excellent shot. Given his powers of observation and wit, I was hoping for more attention to her and to John Cole from our narrator. Even so, I found the book engaging. I looked forward to returning to it. When I finish a novel, I'll often return to the first page to remind myself how the author introduced the story. In this case, Sebastian Barry starts with Thomas McNulty describing how the body of one of his fellow soldiers is laid out to look as nice as possible in his coffin. It introduces the central paradox of this novel, that death hovers over Thomas McNulty, but while he's sometimes under its shadow, it never darkens his heart. The book is Days Without End by Sebastian Barry. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online. Visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.